Geology and climate are interacting in the Brooks Range, sending masses of debris down mountains toward the Dalton Highway. As KUAC's Dan Ross reports, one of the moving debris lobes has prompted a plan to relocate the road.
The quarter to 1 mile section of the Dalton Highway is near milepost 219 in the Brooks Range, just downslope of a massive mound of soil, rock, and vegetation. It's a situation that makes Alaska Department of Transportation Northern Region materials engineer Jeff Curry nervous.
You wouldn't necessarily recognize it as a hazard because from the road it looks like a big hill right next to the road. The problem is that the hill is moving, and it's moving towards the highway.
If the debris lobe keeps moving, it could stop or hinder traffic on the only road to the north slope.
The expectation is that when it gets to the highway, it will either overtop the highway or push it out of the way as well. In either case, it'll be it'll close the highway temporarily until we can maintain it, and then it will become a continual ongoing maintenance nightmare to keep the road open.
The debris lobe at mile 219 is the closest of 23 identified within a mile of the Dalton Highway that are slowly inching downhill toward the road like glaciers.
They seem to be kind of a unique phenomenon in this part of northern Alaska.
How I describe these are slow-moving landslides and permafrost.
That's Margaret Darrow, an associate professor of geological engineering at the University of Alaska Fairbanks. She's part of a team studying the debris lobes along the Dalton. The work includes tracking their speed.
It appears that they are moving faster in recent years, and the current rate for the one closest to the highway, it's moving about 15 feet a year. So it will take less than 10 years to reach the highway at its current rate.
Darrow and the other scientists hypothesize that the lobes formed as glaciers retreated, and their movement has accelerated with warming temperatures.
There was a buildup of material in these cirque-like features up high, some sort of critical mass of material that then started to move.
Darrow and her colleagues have measured and drilled into the lobe at mile 219, enabling calculation of what would happen if it hits the highway.
It would be a 50-ton dump truck load a day.
Darrow and DOT's Curry estimate moving the highway will buy several more years at mile 219 unless the debris lobe there speeds up similar to another one in the area that's much farther from the road.
If frozen debris lobe A were to detach and move at a comparable rate to FDLD, that would hit the road within a year.
Curry says the current plan is to relocate the Dalton Highway 400 feet west, a project that's expected to happen within the next 5 years.
I call it the runaway option, but it's not going to be a long-term solution unless it stops on its own or unless we can come up with a way to stop it.
Curry adds it's possible the current highway may act like a dam for the sliding debris or provide a place for it to fan out, alleviating any threat to the new road. Beyond the new alignment lies the Trans-Alaska Pipeline. The line is buried in that area, and Alyeska Pipeline Service Company does not consider the debris lobe a serious threat. In Fairbanks, I'm Dan Bross.